on 95.1 WAPE.
Time for Blown Off. We've got Diane. Diane, good morning. Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
So I'm getting blown off, you guys. What the heck?
Oh, no.
That sucks.
All right. Well, Diane, listen. That's good news because we can continue with the segment. Bad news, though, because you're getting blown off. Tell us about the guy. Tell us what's going on.
This is going to sound really horrible, and I don't want it to come out like this, but I don't know how else to put it.
Yeah?
I think he's not calling me back because he thinks that I'm too smart for him.
Because he thinks you're too smart for him?
Yeah.
Why do you think that?
I know. See, it sounds really bad. That's why I didn't want to put it that way. But I can't figure out what else is going on.
Not necessarily. What happened that you think that he thinks that?
What's his name, by the way, too?
Patrick. So we met kind of randomly out. He happens to be a friend of a friend, and I kind of recognized him out at this bar, and he came over and was like, oh, hey, and we kind of put it together that we knew each other.
Right.
Sort of.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really, you know, kind of charming and was like, would you want to hang out sometime? And I go to trivia night at the bar every Wednesday. Like, uh-huh. That's my trivia night.
Sounds
so I said,
fun.
Well, this was Tuesday. And I was like, hey, well, why don't you come to trivia night with me tomorrow? And he was like, yeah, that'd be great. So we met out, and he actually bought me dinner beforehand.
That's nice.
Was really sweet.
That is very nice.
Funny and just super charming. And I was like, this is awesome. And then we go to the bar for trivia night, and, like, he knew, like, nothing. I mean, it was amazing, kind of.
You mean he knew nothing kind about trivia?
Like, but just, I mean, but general knowledge questions. Like, not like super obscure stuff. Just
right.
Basic kind of things where it's like, well, duh, that's the answer. And he just really just wasn't getting it. And
okay.
So he sucked at trivia, basically.
Yeah. I mean, but sucked at trivia in, like, a bad way.
Okay.
Not like a, oh, whatever. Just
did you tell him that? Did you say, hey, stupid, you suck at trivia in a bad way, or?
No.
Oh, okay, all right, I'm just checking.
No, I didn't say anything about it. I just, you know, I was just like, oh, haha, we lost the deal. And then I haven't heard from him since. And I think that he might have been intimidated by, you know, the fact that I was kind of
smarter than
so
him.
I was,
and awesome at trivia.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it sounds really silly, but, like, I think he might have felt like, oh, my gosh, this girl just has, you know, a much better knowledge than I do.
She's like, got a superhuman brain, is what he was thinking, probably.
Totally, right?
Did you guys kiss or touch inappropriately or anything like that? Or was it just...
No, that was the thing, too. Like, kind of after trivia, he was like, oh, all right, well,
yeah.
It was really fun. And I was like, yeah, it was really fun. And then he's like, okay, I'll see you later.
So, right, because I'll be honest with you, speaking as a guy, it doesn't matter how smart a woman is. If she puts out, you can overlook that.
Have you tried to reach out to him? Like, did you text him or call him or anything?
Yeah, I sent him a text of like, hey, it was really fun, but it's been almost a week.
Okay.
Maybe he's too dumb to figure out how to respond to your text. Maybe that's it.
Oh, don't be mean.
I know.
No,
I think that's extreme.
She's the one that said he was super bad at trivia. Okay, all right. Why don't we go ahead and call him now and see if that is indeed the case, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Listen on the line. Just don't say a word.
Hello?
Hello. Is this Patrick?
Yes. Who is this?
Patrick, congratulations on figuring out how to answer the phone.
My God.
Thanks. Who is this?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Mark K. Patrick, and I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Patrick.
We host the Big 8 Morning Mass on 95.1 WAPE.
Oh, okay.
We wanted to talk to you on the radio. Is that okay?
What did you... I'm sorry, this is weird. What did you guys want to talk about?
A girl that you know that you went out with.
Yeah, her name is Diane. She said you guys had a great night, you know, playing trivia and stuff, but she has a feeling...
That you're blowing her off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I blew her off because she's nuts.
She's nuts?
Oh, yeah. She's crazy.
Why?
Yeah, we were playing trivia, and then, like, we lost, and there's this other table next to us that won. So she ran over to that other table. She took her shoe in her hand, and she started just hitting all of their drinks over.
Wait, what?
No, I'm serious. And she called the other woman racist names I had never even knew existed.
Wait, what?
Wait, what are you
talking about? That is not what happened at all.
Diane?
Why are you telling them such lies?
I'm sorry. How long have you been on
the phone?
I've been listening to you saying all this bullshit and calling me nuts.
Okay. All right. Hold on.
It didn't happen. Oh, my God. That didn't happen.
Okay. All right. Hang on one second. Okay. Hang on. Diane, you're saying that didn't happen.
Look, after we lost, I went over to the table. And the thing is, at trivia night, you're not supposed to use your cell phone. You're not supposed to be Googling because you're supposed to know it. That's how trivia works.
Right. Exactly.
I saw them with their phones out. And I went over and was like, you guys, that's not cool. You shouldn't be doing that. And I bumped into their table and knocked over one of their drinks.
Okay.
That wasn't on purpose.
You didn't do that on purpose then?
No, I was just going over to confront them for cheating, which isn't cool.
Okay.
And be like, that's not cool, you guys.
Who cares, Diane? Who cares? It's not the Olympics. It is a bar where we're drunk and we happen to be playing trivia. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
And we wouldn't have lost trivia if you didn't suck at it so much.
So, Patrick, you were just, like, mortified when this happened, and you're kind of like, I never want to see you again. Is that where you're coming from?
Yes, it was frightening.
Oh.
I had to go home and look up some of those racist terms she said.
Okay,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
All right, Patrick, well, so you're not blowing her off because she's smarter than you, because originally that's what she thought, that you were intimidated by her intelligence.
She said that she was smarter than me?
Yeah,
because you don't know anything, apparently.
Okay, yes, you're right. You know what? I don't know who won the 1977 Olympic Games for the sport of 5K running.
I don't think they had the Olympics in 77. I think they're on even numbered years.
I won Olympics in 77. This is my point.
Okay, all right.
Listen, I don't... Who cares? Once again, it's a silly game. You know, who cares? It doesn't matter.
Diane, it sounds like you were really more into like playing trivia than actually being on the date with Patrick, if you like lost your mind that much.
I did not lose my mind. I had a great time out with this guy who's apparently a total jerk that I didn't realize. Trivia is fun for me. It's one of my hobbies.
Yeah.
I want to be with someone who like likes to hang out and do that, and I like to be with someone who doesn't then say that I go over and tell people not to cheat and says that I'm saying racial slurs and knocking over drinks. Like, that's all totally made up. Like, you live in some fictional universe where apparently there were Olympics in 1977. So,
yeah, so what the hell do you know? All right, so listen, Diane, I mean, Patrick, I guess Diane was hoping for a second date. Is that still the case? Do either of you ever want to see each other again?
No, never.
No, thank you.
No, never. Okay.
She can go back to racist land or wherever she comes from. Oh, I don't want to see her.
Okay, then.
You know what? Okay. All right.
Not a chance.
Hang on one second, Patrick. All right, Diane. The good news is he's not blowing you off because he's intimidated by your intelligence. It's because he's intimidated by your racial epithets and angry, drunken attacks.
Which, I mean, he's just totally made up. I don't know what he's talking about.
Okay. All right. All right. Hang on for me one second. It's also trivial, isn't it? See what I did there?
Yeah, okay. I do, unfortunately.